Andries?
Hey! Why are you doing like that? That's the food of the cows. You are eating their food? Huh? Who told you? I have not told you that thing. Why are you doing like that?
Then said, all right, please excuse. I won't do that thing. So that day, that was also stopped now. No eating. No eating, you see, no eating. So strict brahmachari life. Huh? Then after a few days, again Guru Maharaj, oh, still is getting fat. Must be eating something. Then I asked Rupamani, what are you eating now? I stopped that you are drinking milk. Huh? Now you're giving all the bhikkha we are collecting for forenoon, afternoon, and I stopped after drinking milk. You are doing that thing. Still I mark you are getting fat. You are must be eating something. What are you eating? So Gurudev, it's very difficult on my part to tolerate this urge of the belly. It's very difficult. Urge of the belly to tolerate, very difficult. When I felt hungry, when you start drinking milk, what shall I do? The calves drink milk on the orders of the cows. So some foam was there. Huh? Over their lips. So I lick it. I lick it. That I do. When I felt hungry, it's very difficult to tolerate hunger on the belly. So I'm licking the foams. Hey! Why are you doing like that? Who told you like that? Huh? The calves will lick. Why are you licking? Huh? It's their food. I'm not told you. You can't do it. Stop it. Yes, Guru, I won't do it. Then that is also stopped. No more eating. Guru stopped all. No more eating. So, if Guru won't give you eat, will you stay in Guru's ashram? Chalo jayenge. Nobody will stay, Baba. Though we have made so nice arrangements, nice apartment, electric arrangement is there, light is there, fan is there, huh? And so nice prasad is there, tap is there. Huh? You turn the tap, you'll get water, shower, plus laundry. So nice, comfortable arrangements. And go out, vehicles are there, yes. Jeep is there, bus is there, two-wheelers are there, going. So nice arrangements. Then many are coming. Oh, very nice enjoyment is here. Let us go there now, flocking. So many coming. But when my Guru sent me here, it was nothing here. So, huh? Nothing here. This is a quite out of the way place, a jungle. No electricity was here at the time. Even at that time, no rickshaw wala will come here. They are afraid to come here. The cars here kill you. You see, such dangerous place it was. My Guru said, go stay there, do this service. Ah. Guru's order. He didn't give me any money. Didn't give me any man. I said, yes, Prabhupada, will you want to give me one man with me? Some money? Why? Why you want man and man? No, nothing will be. Go there. He didn't give me any man. All right. Yes, Guru said, all right, go. At that time he told me, Vaishnava is not alone, Krishna is with him, he told me. I said, Baba, I am not a Vaishnava. I thought, I don't say so. My Guru is a Vaishnava, he is always with Krishna. He thinks I am like that. No, I am not like that. I am not a Vaishnava. I have come here and accepted Guru to become a Vaishnava. I have not become Vaishnava. The Guru says that. All right, I put faith in Guru's word. My Guru said, no. Not alone, Krishna is there, all right, oh Krishna, please be with me, Guru has said. And so you may not obey my order, you must obey the order of my Guru because he is a dear devotee. Yes. Krishna obeys the order of his dear devotee. Yes. So I, upon my prayer, so you must obey my Guru's order, be with me, oh Krishna.
Anyhow, I came alone. Nothing was here. No electricity. No water supply. Out of the way place, jungle. Very dangerous place. The cars were there. Broad daylight, they'll kill you. The Guru told me, go there, occupy that land, build a cottage, mud hut, very humble cottage, stay there, do bhajan, cook your own food with your own hands, don't eat outside, write my books, translate in Oriya, go out and preach. He gave me such things, so many instructions he gave. Do you understand? Then you'll take me. I'll go to Orissa. He said. So what Guru said, I did. And he said, also, you have a patch of land, try to produce something. Produce. Yes. Produce some vegetables, something you produce. Yes, you produce. That is it. Yes. Do like that. So I carried out the order of my Guru. Yes, Guru gave this, and I have to do it. I did the same thing. Yes. To follow. I was eating one meal a day. He said, you cook your own food, produce something, cook, go out, preach. Whatever you get, you may cook and eat. Write my books. Do this, do this. And develop the land, and then I want that nice temple will be there. Nice ISKCON center will develop there. Under your leadership, I want that. You go and do it. No men, no money. So I came here, stayed here. First I stayed hither and thither and tried to build a cottage here. How to build a cottage? Some money is required. So I have to collect some money. You see. So every day I am going, I am walking. No vehicle, nothing. And I don't know. Even somebody will give me a cycle, I don't know how to ride it. I don't know it. Yes, I am such a rascal, unfit person, complete unfit. So I am walking. Yes, one umbrella, putting a turban on the head, one umbrella, one lathi. I carry, one bag I carry, I go out. Preaching. Thereby I collect some money, some 1 rupee, 2 rupees, someone may give 5 paisa, 10 paisa, like that. And some nice day was there, some gentleman may see a light, Sadhuji, you are hungry, a light I'll give you eat. So he gives me, and that Mandir temple is there, old Bhubaneswar, Ananta Vasudeva temple, just like Puri Prasad available there. So he gives some days, some gentleman gave some food there. In this way I maintain myself. Nothing, nobody gives, so I come back in noon time, morning early in the morning I went out. I used to go out, collect something, and then from bazaar I purchase some rice, dal, sabji. Come back and cook. Then I cook. I myself cook. Yes. My Guru then I said, cook it yourself. Don't eat outside. I was cooking myself. What was cooking? I was cooking khichdi. Rice, dal, sabji together. Yes. It's khichdi, nice khichdi. Yes. And eating one meal. Sometimes 2-3 guests come. I give them some of the light. You eat also. I say. And sometimes I prepare some, cook some chapatis and some dalma. Either chapati, dalma or khichdi. And one meal. I was leading such life. You understand? Staying here, so many years staying here. So nobody was here. Only this national highway was there. At night time, trucks are moving, some light is there. So that is a light. Oh, this light is there and some sound is there. And I was always chanting Hare Krishna, so Krishna is there, my Guru said Krishna is there. So I stayed here. So then I constructed this mud hut. I stayed here. So I was leading such life. I am not demanding. All these inconveniences there, no facilities, no communication, no electricity, no water supply. I am very weak body, I cannot cook, I don't know cooking. I don't say this thing to my guru. So, you have to serve guru, you have to carry out the order of guru. This is very test, severe test. You have to pass, otherwise I can get mercy of Guru Baba. So I led such life. And Guru has told me, I'll bring him here. And then I'm doing kirtan, bhajan, sometimes program. I, this Nuapali village, I collected some devotees there. So we do some kirtan program, some house program, get some money. In this way, yes, I did. Understand? Such life, I have already led this life, staying here, one lantern, whole night, bani. You follow? So, can you lead such life? Such life, this is a guru seva, to serve guru. Guru will not give anything. This is brahmachari life. Have to control one's senses. Yes, mind and senses. Yes. Dhamma guna sampanna says. Guru has given you something to eat, you'll eat, not eat. So I was saying that thing. Dalaka, Rusi, stopped everything, nothing to eat, Upamanyu. He stopped everything. So once he couldn't tolerate his hunger, it was intolerable, very difficult to tolerate. Or just of the belly, yes. So what to do? Guru has stopped everything. So he chewed some of these poisonous leaves in the jungle. Poisonous leaves, he chewed. So as a result, he became blind. Yes, lost his eyesight. So he couldn't return in the evening to the ashram. While returning with the calves, he fell down into a deep well. He was blind. So Guru was thinking, what happened to Upamanyu? Guru was thinking always, because he was love and affection for his disciple, and he was putting in very severe test. Guru was thinking, I stopped everything. What happened to Upamanyu? He couldn't return today. Must something has happened to him. Then Guru and some other brahmacharis went to jungle shouting, Upamanyu, 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 where you are? So Upamanyu said, Guruji, I am here in this blind well, deep dark well, I am fallen here. I became blind, so I fell down here. Guru went to that well and saw Upamanyu has fallen there, become blind. Oh, you have become blind? Why did you become blind? Gurudev, what shall I do? You stopped everything, no eating. So this earth of belly is so severe, I couldn't tolerate it. So I chewed some of these poisonous leaves after hunger. Therefore I became blind. Guru was very much pleased with him. Guru said, all right, Guru gave one mantra. You recite this mantra, the doctors of heavenly planet, Ashwini Kumar, they will appear. They will cure you. So he recited that mantra, the Ashwini Kumar has appeared. Then Ashwini Kumar said, all right, they gave one cake. You eat this cake, so you'll get back your eyesight. But he didn't eat. No, I can't eat. Why? You eat it, then you'll get back your eyesight. No, I can't eat, unless my guru says I can't eat. He said, unless guru says, yes, eat, I won't eat.